FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Repairs in Kwadukusa have called for an independent probe after the municipality revealed that more than 30 million rand had disappeared from its bank account. Officials say unauthorized account withdrawals were made due to a breach in its primary account. The Dolphin Coast Residents and Repairs Association is demanding answers. Chairperson Dion Fulion says they want an external entity to conduct a forensic investigation. He says all investigative reports should be made public.
The Dolphin Coast community is appalled and shocked, even angered, about the theft of some 37 million rand out of the coffers of our municipality. We also demand that there is full transparency about this process, and DOCRA and the community is keeping an eye and will constantly follow up on how this issue is going to be resolved.
Meanwhile, the municipality says it's carrying out its own investigation. COGTA MEC Tulisizwe Buthelezi requested a full report into the missing funds. Here in Durban, a man has been killed in what appears to be another violent home invasion, this time in Sarnia, outside Pinetown. The resident, who's believed to have been in his 40s, was shot in the chest at the Olympus Road property in the early hours. The details of the break-in aren't yet known. It's understood that his wife and three children were also at home. Garrett Jameson is with ALS Paramedics.
The man was in a critical condition. Whilst paramedics worked to stabilize him, the man went into a state of cardiac arrest. Despite paramedics' best attempt to resuscitate the man succumbed due to the severity of his injuries on scene.
Police have been on the scene. The incident comes less than a week after Chatsworth father, Justin Isaiah, was shot and killed by intruders who broke into his home on Silver Glen Road. And an American schoolteacher who was imprisoned in Russia on drugs charges in 2021 has landed back in the U.S. 63-year-old Mark Fogel was released by Moscow following negotiations with President Donald Trump's special envoy to the Middle East. He was arrested for bringing medical marijuana to the country and sentenced to 14 years in prison. Fogel met Trump on his arrival and says he'll forever be indebted to the president.
I feel like the luckiest man on earth right now. I want you to know that I am not a hero in this at all. President Trump is a hero. These men that came from the diplomatic service are heroes.
A recap of our lead story. Ratepayers in Kwadukusa have called for an independent probe after the municipality revealed that more than 30 million rand had disappeared from its bank account. That's it from the East Coast Radio News Watch team for now. I'm Natara Nadesan.